Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Speaking of feeling better, Kyle Pitts, the whole OTA saga that was. Remember, we were pretty upset last week learning that Kyle Pitts is not at OTAs. Well, it came out a day later that Kyle Pitts was dealing with a little bit of an injury. Here is what head coach Raheem Morris had to say yesterday.
Yeah, extremely cautious with Kyle right now and what he's got going on. Obviously, you don't talk about injuries this time of year, but definitely being cautious with him. So you won't see him. He's been here. He's done such a great job of all the stuff that we've asked him. He's been in every single meeting. He's been in every single thing that we've done other than the field. And he's been absolutely outstanding to be around in all this type of that era. But we're going to be extremely cautious in him. We had a couple people like that when we don't have him out there that we're extremely cautious with that we know are here and have been a part of everything and just not in the grass.
Does that make you feel better or worse about Kyle Pitts' future with this team, Bo? I mean, does that do anything for you?
Well, I have a question first because he was pressed a little bit about, was it his foot? And Raheem Morris backed off and he sidestepped. He goes, it's an injury.
Yeah.
And so
lower body.
Right. Yeah. That made me a little bit nervous. But you know more about this, Mike, about like, yeah. Is there anything he's kind of sidestepping there?
Well, they're not allowed to disclose it.
Okay.
They're in this part of the year, I'm pretty positive they're not allowed to say why they're missing because it's voluntary.
Okay.
And that's
interesting.
I go back and they're not allowed to mention like why players are missing or something like that. They can, you know, because it's not. Well, is it excused? Well, no, it doesn't have to be. It's voluntary.
Is it only because? And I really don't know the answer to this because obviously things have changed so much in the last 10 years since I was a part of that team. Is it only because it's a new injury? Because if like you're talking about like Troy Anderson, you'd be like, yeah, he's still dealing with the pec. You know what I mean?
No, I'm pretty positive they're not allowed to comment on why players are not there, and that's why he said, look, he's here. He's just, we're just not putting sound on the grass.
Right.
Like, he said, he literally gave you probably more than the PA would
for
want
sure
be given.
The PA doesn't want you to even talk about Kyle Pitts' name, probably.
So I think it's a really good question, Allie, and I think it's a good thought. It's not sidestepping. He's just giving you as much as he can. He's really more than he should be. He shouldn't even be addressing it. But he can because he's there, right? He can talk about it because he's there.
Right.
So he can
say,
he's here. He's just not. That's why he said he's putting the work in, just not on the grass. Okay.
Gotcha.
So we're taking time with it. That kind of stuff.
And Raheem's usually the kind of guy that'll just be up front. Like if Kyle Pitts was not there and they were like, hey, Kyle Pitts, he'd just be like, hey, we're not talking about that. Come on, man. You know we can't talk about that.
Yeah, and exactly. To your question, does it make me feel better or worse about his future? It doesn't make me feel anyway.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
It doesn't change a thing because guess what? If I want to repeat this. They're not shopping Kyle Pitts, but they are listening. If you have an offer, they'll be like, yeah, we'll listen. We'll take the call. But they're not you know, Terry Fontenot's not working the phones trying to fight. This isn't Brad Pitt and Moneyball and Jonah Hill sitting across from him, which would be Kyle Smith in that situation. He'd be like, hey, do we want so-and-so? No, we don't want that. But that's not that. They're sitting there, and if someone calls, they're taking it. That said, doesn't make me feel any way, because guess what? If they were in deep conversations, they could be holding him off. Yep. They could be saying, you know what? You can come. You can work out. But you're not gonna be on the field where we're not gonna have you in any way where you could get hurt.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Also, speaking of not wanting to get hurt, yesterday there was not a Donnybrook, just a scuffle, just a shoving match that broke out between Matthew Bergeron and David Onyemata, and it looks like at some point during the media viewing period that Raheem Morris kind of called everybody up and had a conversation with the team about, you know, moving forward. This is going to sound ridiculous. I'm a big fan of fights in the offseason.
Really?
Big fan.
I am too.
I'm a big fan of fights in the offseason. Dylan says, me too, baby.
Yeah, he's two thumbs up.
I came in, like, and this is not the offseason, but I would say during training camp my rookie year, I got in like three fights. Like, well, I mean, like within a week.
But hold on. You need to disclose the truth to Allie maybe some of our listeners. You were a fighter in practice.
In college,
anyways.
I got told to calm down.
Yeah.
They were like, dude, it's a little bit.
He was
a
fighter.
Because in college, we fought every single day. Because it was passionate. And that's one of the reasons everybody talks about Nick Saban. Kirby Smart, same way. Like, why are you guys so good? Because we practiced a million miles an hour. Like, practice was harder than the game. And I believed in that. And it would lead to fights in college. And I believed in playing like that when I got to the NFL. Like, after three fights in 4 days, they're like, hey, dude, it's a little bit over the top.
Okay.
We're all pros here.
I wanted to say that because I think it's important to disclose that because I don't know if people remember that. I do. We've talked about it numerous times, but he's a fighter. But I do, too. I was on with Tom Abraham yesterday in Huntsville in Nashville. He is in Nashville now, too.
Yeah.
He was asking me some news about it. And I said, well, there was a fight that broke out today between Bergeron and David Onyemata. And I said, I freaking love it. And he's like, really? And I go, yeah. I go, it gets my blood going because I've got – because I told – you said it, guys that are passionate.
Yes.
And
– means they're practicing hard.
And guess what? Matthew Bergeron is going to be a third-year player. I'm not saying he's the centerpiece, but he is a part of that core offensive line. If Ryan Neusel is going to continue to play at a good level like he did last year when he filled in, it's going to be a lot in part but because of – Matthew Bergeron and Chris Lindstrom, okay? Yep. Because Drew Dahlman didn't take off until Bergeron stepped in. And all of a sudden, he became everybody was like, oh, he's one of the better centers. Let's pay him,
$12 million a year.
Yeah. But also on the other side, guess what David Onyemata is right now?
That's what I want to talk about.
Guess what David Onyemata is this year? He's the leader.
He's your centerpiece of that defensive line.
And he's the leader because Grady's gone, and he's the guy that's been there the longest now. Okay? So he's a veteran, so he's in my presence there.
And I'm still not sure as we look at this I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face. I don't love what we've got as far as the interior defensive line right now. I would not be shocked if you got to August and you had a Justin Simmons, Matthew Judon situation where you get in training camp and go, dude, depth's not where we want it to be at this position. Let's see if we can find somebody on the market or find somebody with some trade value. But it is what it is. Like, it's just, David Onyemata has been a guy that at different times has been a very, very good player. He was better, I think, in Ryan Nielsen's scheme, but we'll see what Jeff Olbrich can do with him. But I love the passion from both sides, specifically where both those guys are at in their careers with this team. I think it speaks volumes about where this team's mindset is.
Well, this is what I was trying to say yesterday about that, is I think you're going to see some of those at the end of the month in August and September when the cuts come. Because, people are like, oh, June 1st is coming. That means June 2nd, there's going to be a plethora of veterans out there on the market. That's not true. Because there's no one that really needed to clear that needed cap space so badly that they waited to announce it on June 2nd.
Right.
Okay. They would have done that in April and said, this is a June 1st designation. That's when the money comes off. You know, here's what we're going to do. That guy can go ahead and find a new home. But they are going to do that back. They'll do that in like August, September, because not only can they free up space, but they just don't. They realize that guy's not necessarily what they need, or someone outplayed that guy, and the juice for him was no longer worth the squeeze.
Real quick, I want to get to this before we get to break. Yesterday, Jeremy Fowler was on SportsCenter, and he was having the conversation about Aaron Rodgers, and of course, you know whose name came up. It's not anything new, so it's not like we need to spend a bunch of time on it. But he said, and I quote, that Kirk Cousins is at the very least on the Steelers' radar. Forgive me if you can hear me yawning through the microphone, because I'm just tired. It's the same old song and dance. Every time there's some kind of quarterback situation or whatever it may be, it's like, oh, it's Kirk Cousins, a possibility. Yeah, he's on the radar. He's probably on a lot of teams' radar at this point. Are you willing to give up what you need to give up for the Falcons to move on from him? I don't believe so.
I refuse to believe that Aaron Rodgers won't sign right after minicamp. I'm sorry. I refuse it because this was the whole thing. Allie, he skipped mandatory minicamp last year in New York so he could go to Egypt exactly. Or something. Look at pyramids.
Riding camels.
They had a handshake agreement. You'll be here for training camp. And that's what they're doing.
But don't you think maybe with the spectacle that Aaron Rodgers can bring, there is maybe a little part of them that's like, you know what? Kirk Cousins is showing up to OTAs. Everybody's comfortable with him in the locker room. He's a good vibe.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, I don't. I don't believe that that's what Arthur Smith wants, and I don't think that's what Mike Tomlin wants.
Yeah, I don't think, and this is just me, I don't think the marriage between Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith's a great one, like as far as what Arthur Smith wants to do, zone reads and things like that in the red zone. And I definitely, for a lot of the same reasons, don't think it's a good marriage between, it would be a good marriage between Kirk Cousins and Arthur Smith. Ooh. I just don't. Like, it does not, that, what Kirk Cousins can do does not scream Arthur Smith offense to me.
Why do you think the Falcons pursued Deshaun Watson and Matt Ryan, who had been here his whole career, suddenly became a Colt?
Yeah.
Because Arthur Smith wanted a guy that could do that.
Got to move around a little bit.
So I'm with Mike, 100%.
Yeah. It's just, look, I don't know what I'm more tired of, the Kirk Cousins conversation or the Kyle Pitts conversation. It's like, dude, how many times can we talk in circles, Jeremy Fowler? Thank you.
Cousins, because no one can ever give you a reason the why. They just said because. And at least with Pitts, we know what the issues are.
It's a good point. We come back. We're going to talk more about this Freddie Gonzalez move for the Atlanta Braves. Is he just getting plugged in? Is Tui Asisopo a scapegoat? We'll have that conversation on the other side. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.